Whenever you're ready. Call our meeting to order, Monday, March 21st. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is a bit different. We usually do our minutes, payrolls, and claims at the end of the meeting, but we can go ahead and approve and sign later on in the meeting after the meeting's over. So I would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. And Terry Ruff, you're up next.
Good evening.
How we doing?
Good. So far, so good. Got basically three issues for you. The first thing, I don't know if you're aware of, I wrote Peter, what the heck, over at Hill Garage.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line is we need a new one. I guess what I'm trying to say is we'll have to move some money around, but have you guys got the figures on this?
Yes. Just under, $9,000.
Correct, $9,113. Guess what I'm trying to say is we need this for our radio system and all the trucks.
Sure.
So
will it still be at the same location, or are you thinking about moving it?
Well, that's a question I asked Sherry this morning in the middle of all this move and everything around for Sherry's department, I guess. But I don't know how soon you guys are talking moving anything. In the meantime, they're letting us use this borrowed one to keep things going until we can, I guess, purchase a new one. So this is time-consuming, I guess, on Sherry's issue. In the meantime, I think we might as well go, if we can afford this thing, just go ahead and get it, I guess.
I agree. They're moving forward and not holding back and waiting and hoping on the other project. So it'd be my motion to approve the request of $9,113.80 to be allocated for replacement of the Motorola MTR 3000 repeater and necessary equipment going in regards to removal and installation of new repeater.
Okay.
Motion a second. Any more discussion? I'd like to add that to move the tower is going to be at least $15,000 plus the FCC changing address is horrendous red tape. So
I guess what I'm getting at, it'd be nice if we could all have everything right
exactly
in this area instead of stuck out over there at the old garage.
I know.
I don't know what else we can do with it at this time. And if we ever do move it, I guess maybe the repeater would still be serviceable for the new area,
correct.
I guess.
Correct.
And that was issue number one.
Still an issue there for the discussion. You said transferring funds around. Do you have a...
We've got a miscellaneous tools and equipment, I believe.
Okay.
$9,850.
Okay. I would go ahead and submit.
We're going to have to rob one of our funds. Is what I'm getting.
Go ahead and put it underneath that one.
Yeah.
Be fine.
Okay. Any more discussion, Larry or Bud?
No, I'm good.
Well, motion. We'll have a second. Approve the transfer and purchase. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Okay. The next issue here, I'm up to your point of view, that generator, which was free, to install it, the labor to complete the work, the whole nine yards is $10,200. We can't afford all this stuff. You guys got some sort of funding available for this, or where do we go for that?
We did email 911 for the repeater, and they denied it.
Okay.
The only other fund that's sitting out there that might be able to accommodate this is CUME Capital Development.
In regards to this generator, or are you talking about the repeaters?
Both.
I'm okay with yeah. taking out of that fund there.
Yes, sure.
She has a capital development.
Yeah.
Is Jeff here? Okay. Go ahead and submit a claim for this $10,238.67 and file it, Sheila, under the capital development.
I'll have to do an additional for that because there's no money budgeted in there.
That'd be fine. It'd be my motion to ask for an additional of set amount to be advertised for this project to move on.
Have a motion to approve it.
I think the only thing, yeah, the hooking up, I think the pad, I talked to Jeff this morning, the pad would be about $500. Then I don't know where we want to go from there, if we want to try to enclose it somewhere or what.
I would do whatever we can to protect the life of it.
Right, exactly.
Get out of the weather.
I know this is $10,000, but what am I trying to say? We need the generator. If we took care of it, maybe it'd last. We're just running out of funds for all this stuff.
Correct. Sure. Q Capital Development will take care of that.
Okay. So that's taken care of.
Okay. Have a motion to proceed with the generator. Second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Who made the motion?
I did.
Okay.
I guess the next issue is maybe we can make a little money. How's that sound? We've got some used culverts out there. Scrap prices aren't worth a darn. Two of the culverts we took out over there at Francisville, there at the Ratco, they're still halfway decent. We've got a couple other culverts. We thought about taking them out to Olson's auction, seeing what we can get out of them. How's that sound? Then we've also got some old I-beams out there. I guess I just want you guys' permission to take them out to Olson's next day and see what we get. How's that sound?
It's great. I have a second.
Did you ever get rid of the fuel tanks?
Uh-uh.
This would be a good time.
I know, but every time I run into that, I run into ordinance problems with the sheriff's department and everybody else, and they're still out there. The last time I mentioned it, Mr. Tankusley told me there was a certain ordinance I had to go through. We've been talking about this for about a year, and no, they're still sitting out there.
Jeff?
We can get that taken care of. That's been my fault. Terry's contacted me, like you said, a year ago. I need to send out an email to all the department. All we got to do to make sure we follow the ordinance is make sure that nobody in the county wants to use those tanks. And I just haven't contacted. I just need to send an email out and get that done. And we can get that done before the next Olson's auction, so we can get them out there.
Okay, Jeff, I believe the auction deadline for the advertising was March 23rd, I believe.
Well, then we'll get them in the next one. That's my fault. We'll get that done.
There's some money available there, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But it's through the sheriff's department and sheriff's.
Yeah, right.
Goes back to that time there.
Sorry. Yeah, well, half of it does.
Correct.
Half of it goes to you guys and half goes to the
correct.
They're just sitting out there, and that's revenue for somebody, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So why not? So,
all right. Motion, Larry?
Yes, I made a motion.
Do we have a second? I have a motion a second to proceed with the sale of surplus steel and
culverts,
miscellaneous.
We'll see what happens.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Motion carried. You guys got any questions?
No. We handled quite a bit at the transport meetings.
So right.
Good job.
Question. Mr. Schultz called from there, did he pick up a generator?
Yes, he did.
And it's one of Sherry's?
He talked with Sherry. After the fact.
So, we need to get a different one, or can she sign off that one?
They go through Sherry and Jeff on that.
Right. I'm not familiar with what they got.
Can you show them where they're sitting?
We moved them all in line last summer. Chris Schramm and maybe Jeremy suggested we line them all up. I don't know what they did, what they got. I don't know.
some of those are the counties and some belong to the LEPC.
Right.
And I don't know which one you picked up.
So he needs to bring that one back and get a different one?
What's wrong with it? The one you got?
It's one that Sherry has.
Correct, so again, she, he got the wrong one?
Yeah, so can she give you that one or?
You'll have to discuss that with Sherry. I'm not sure. Some of them are green, some of them's tan, and I'm guessing the tan ones is probably the newer ones and the green ones. I don't know. Other than that, I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
We'll check into it.
Well, apparently, okay, I'm grasping the straws. He got one and it's not suitable for him or what?
It's got, somebody told him it was Sherry's. So he didn't know if they could go ahead and use it.
I guess I didn't even know truthfully that he got one, so.
Well, he was there. I told him to go talk to Sherry. That's okay. So they come and got one. I know Francisville got one, and they talked to Sherry and
got the correct one.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I want to extend a thank you to both you two and Jessica and Jim Keller for attending Purdue Road School. And as I mentioned earlier, one of the big messages coming out of Purdue Road School and other meetings I attended in Annapolis, and if you read the new bills that are coming out, that asset management is the key to any potential federal funding, state funding for your roads or your bridges. And I wholeheartedly agree. I don't want to have to be footing the bill the rest of our lives for projects that not having an asset management program in place. So I know you guys attended the same briefings I went to, but any direction you can move forward on that, of whether you're buying a program or you're developing your own Excel spreadsheet with your grading of your roads, the state needs to know. Otherwise, the monies aren't going to come to the county without the asset management program. It doesn't have to be done every year, but some cycle, whether it's reviewed every 3 years, 5 years, but
Nation will be the most time consuming.
Correct. So yeah. Correct.
Hats off to Jessica for being as helpful as she is, I guess. So.
But that's the message that needs to be put out in the public, is the asset management of our roads, bridges, signs, et cetera, et cetera. The state and the federal agencies will be wanting that information. Working with LTAP will help you guys get the additional training that you may need on that.
Some extra training will probably be needed, I guess.
Yep. All right, thank you.
Before they leave, we had an issue last meeting that Terry needs to be rebonded because his bond was running out. We found out today that the bond that we had signed was going to cost $100. The other bond, which is the same amount, is only $1,463. So we need to cancel the one. Terry has signed the document to cancel, and I need a motion for you guys to sign it, for Terry to sign it, so that we can get that bond canceled. Because right now he's got two.
Make a motion for Terry to sign that.
Motion a second for me to sign the rebond for Terry Ruff, County Garage. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Where do I sign here? Sheila.
Right there. Okay. Yeah, right there.
As of right now, the governor hasn't signed the road funding, but here is supposed to be coming up pretty soon. Hopefully the $2.4 million will come to the county. Hopefully early enough time frame.
We haven't heard anything more from that bridge up there on 700 North either. I thought maybe Jeff would have got
off. I wonder, yeah.
We haven't heard any more, so I guess they're still looking into it.
Very good. Thank you,
Malcolm Moore.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, Nick, you want to come on up and give your EMS report for us?
Good
As you can see, I kind of revised the report, monthly report for you gentlemen. For the month of February, we had 135 calls, which is, you know, not bad. I know we've been tracking. If you look down on the denied transfers, we had 26 of those that month. A lot of it was we did not have a crew, or they came in after hours when the crew left. I don't know if we want to break it down even a little further as to ALS or BLS. Sometimes when the hospitals call, they don't necessarily give us that information.
Okay.
But the ones out of those 26, I would say probably 75% of those were ALS calls.
But because we don't have ALS certified crew at that time, mm-hmm. we have to deny. Mm-hmm. I would say go ahead and modify your numbers there to help determine the direction we need to go as a county in regards to ALS crews. And basically, that's crews after hours, correct?
I believe.
Or is it ALS? ALS during the day, that means that third crew needs to be ALS qualified, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So day or night, is that another bracket? Daytime, nighttime?
We could, yes. And like I said, I know we're just starting out, so tracking, you know, how do you phase?
No, you're fine.
You know, how in-depth do you want to go? I guess that's what I'm saying. I mean, I can break it down even further.
I understand that. I think you're okay there at this time. I think what the council will want to know is what type of an employee are we looking at? Gearing up for ALS.
ALS, definitely.
Is the key.
And the problem being is recruiting.
And recruiting and the pay is a reason why we're not getting that.
I don't know if necessarily the pay is the reason.
It's not an occupation for everyone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a rewarding occupation, however, not everyone's.
You won't get rich in EMS. That's
correct.
Why if you talk to anybody, we're working two, three jobs. I don't think it's necessarily the pay or comparable run volume to other services.
Correct.
What was I going to? Sorry, I worked last night, so we do have a full-time medic spot open. We lost one of our full-time. Due to, he was just hired in November, brand new medic, he went to Fireside, Fire EMS. So he's taking in roughly a $10,000 pay cut to go to a service. So,
wow.
That was his choice. Yeah. So we are
advertising.
We had advertised, we're interviewing this week. I will be following the county policy. You guys will be getting that information. According to the handbook, I have to go before the council for a starting wage, which I think...
Not anymore.
No.
Matrix. Matrix, right?
Get your copy of Matrix and
okay.
Go for it.
Because, like I said, I know we had talked about it, but then... I hadn't heard anyone.
If you want to talk to them and verify what we're saying here, that's, you're fine.
The only thing is they didn't do the 10% less on EMS. So I don't know if there's a... We'll have to double check.
Well, I can just go ahead and schedule a council appointment.
Yeah.
And we'll just go from there. That way everything is... By the way, everything is good. And the financial reports are located behind. We didn't have too many write-offs.
Right.
But, you know, the usual. of hurts is the contractures. I'm working with the hospital. That's another thing I'll be tracking is per policy, unless we have a third crew, we do not pull one of our primary crews to take a transfer to Indianapolis or Lafayette unless it's a emergent or urgent.
Correct.
What we've ran into a couple times is the physician on duty will market paramedic and we don't do anything. So we
purposely or
we're tracking. I can't say. I don't want to say.
Okay.
But I'm tracking that to see.
Is there a cost difference between a ALS crew versus a basic or? Mm-hmm.
A ALS morning. I wish I had the numbers. It's like 1,000.
Okay.
A BLS is like 500.
Big difference.
So depending on the insurance, how much we get reimbursed for. As you know, I'm not a taxpayer here, but you know, it was agreed upon to have an ALS service 24/7, to have two fully staffed trucks unless it's unavoidable.
Right.
So that's why I'm tracking.
Yep. Okay.
So you may be hearing from me.
No problem.
So, any questions on that?
No, that's good. Vehicles are running good?
Vehicles are running good. We received a quote. We had an accident. Not an accident. I'm trying to say accident. We had a little mishap with a basketball hoop. scraping inside of the truck. So we got an estimate to repair the painting. Because the nice little design is a wave on the inside of the truck.
They is that on a limb?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was on a circle drive. They saw the pole, didn't hit the pole, but when they turned, it hit the basketball. So we're going to fix that before the rest starts. I'm going to touch it up full time. So I'm working the truck. Not too bad, but. This week's been here with it being spring break, so.
Correct.
About one shift a week.
Okay. It was a lot worse before.
Mm-hmm. On the, I know we talked about it before. We have an issue with keys, base keys.
Okay.
Francisville, when they put the new door up, they put a new key in. So now we have at least three different keys. I know we had talked about getting a key pad.
Correct.
I have money in the budget if we would like to go ahead and do that. Because like today, we sent the third crew over to Francisville. Neither one of them had keys to do. Which we didn't know that. I thought maybe putting a key on the truck ring, the ignition key, but what if they're working the primary truck and they don't have that truck? They're still unable to do it. So what we would like to do EMS-wise is to put a, and we will talk to Francis later, but we would like to put a keypad on the garage doors, and that way people have access to it without having all the keys floating around. Just like right now, I have four keys to the bases plus my office key.
I would work with Jeff. Yeah. If you need any other, you know, quotes or whatever.
We were kind of looking online. You know, we don't have a credit card. I did that, but. Some of them we can get for like $200 that have 100, one had 150 pins that we could put in. Granted, we don't need anything that big, but you're looking about 200 cards. Brandon said he would donate his time to put it in.
Okay. So if you need that as a motion, I'll make that motion to have EMS seek out a keypad entry for the ambulance service at Wet Francis.
And Winback.
Okay, have a motion a second to pursue the keypad entry for both locations for EMS. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
And I will advise you how much.
Okay.
See if they'll let us make payment. See if they'll let us think if we can be billed for it.
Okay. There's a couple difference. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other option, Sheila, was to get a bank card, write a check to the bank and get it. And she can use that account number if she needs a credit card number.
In the budget? Yeah.
Yeah, it's I have money in the budget. I might have to transfer from one to another, but
okay.
And that's why it's, I believe we're okay.
All right.
Update on the safety. You know, my stuff. Tomorrow is the statewide tornado drill.
Yeah.
And I am working the truck, so it shall be interesting. Huh. And then we meet Wednesday or and after drill. So we'll see how the new policy goes.
Okay. Great.
I still have the information on the active shooter.
Oh.
And I failed to get it to you yet, but I will.
That's fine.
Work that in one of your safety meetings.
Yeah, we need to do that. Active shooter. I don't think Sherry's here. She's we'll be working with Fulton County here in Cass County.
Okay.
On a countywide drill that is an active shooter.
Okay.
So,
you know when that's going to be?
I sit on the LAPC at Fulton County along with here. I believe July 23rd or 30th.
Okay, I'll get it to you. Plenty of time then.
Great. So, yeah, we have plenty of time.
Okay.
So, I'll have to get my people trained.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. And I believe that is it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brad, come on up here. How's everything going?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Thank you.
My average was a little bit light this month, but that's due to the Long Branch. I got paid for that this month, so that's the difference in that. And next month will probably be higher than what normally is on the average. Part of it could be because of the bag drop, too. The increase on the price there. I had a good month for sales. We moved a lot of cardboard. Scrap price is going back up little by little. Nothing else has really changed as far as paper products or anything. My inventory is somewhat normal or maybe below normal for right now. I had the scales inspected and the large drive over scales passed, but not with flying colors. It's okay for the time being, but I was informed that we need to think about replacing within the next few years. I got a rough idea of what it's going to be. I was told $40,000, and that's not installation. That's for the scales only. So I'm thinking that I need to work that in on the budget this year, a little bit of the time maybe, if I can do that.
Sheila, is he able to, let's say, scenario based here, ask for $10,000 in his next budget for 17 and it be carried over into 18 into 19
He's going to have to do something else because he could encumber it, but you got to have a bill to encumber.
So if we have a bill and not a delivery date until 2019, could that be a possibility?
I'll look into it.
I'm just...
I know there has to be a way of doing that, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah, I just didn't want how. A big hit of
can he buy a picture? Can he buy a $10,000 bond 1 year and a $10,000 bond next year to go for a project?
I'll have to check.
You follow what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Instead of hitting this all at once, if you can do it over time.
Well, it'd be nice if he could carry it over.
Yeah.
But unless you have a bill to pay it as a bill, you can't encumber it without it.
Let's see what kind of things the state will allow us to do with the end goal of ability to save money up over the next few years for the scale purchase.
The little scales, the platform scales inside, did not pass at all. It needs rebuilt, and the cost of rebuilding it was probably going to exceed the cost of a new scales, which was just over $1,000.
To clarify what he's saying, it passed up to 2,000 pounds, and over 2,000 pounds,
it did not.
It did not. And we don't have... We don't use it for anything over 100 pounds.
Usually.
So it met those requirements, but to meet a full sign off from the state, it had to pass that 2,000 pound requirement. So new scale came in, but...
Yeah, I did purchase some new scales, but we do have a glitch in the wiring harness or the head that reads the scale weights. I'm not sure where it's at. But I did call them today and left voicemail, so we're supposed to get back. July 9th is the date set for the household hazardous waste cleanup.
I just got asked that the other day, so that's good news.
Were you here for last year's, or were you gone at the time?
No, I was here. And I guess that's all I have for tonight.
Okay. Let's see, you got a new employee.
All right.
Thank you, Bradley.
For me, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sheriff's here. I guess he can come on up.
I just had bought the truck with EMA. That I don't have any issues with doing that. I'd be happy to do it. The $1,000 you were talking about with the lights, we can take care of that. The decals, I think, are already done. If she's happy with what was on there before, but we can go through that same vendor, I think. And
I think we should be okay with what was on
there
before.
I think so. I think we're good to go on that.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I had.
She was pretty pleased for the offer and everybody's work on it. So work out for everybody.
Is there a timeline?
It's going to be, they're building a new truck, so it's 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
Okay.
She know that yet?
No, I've talked to her. I got an email from her saying that she was happy with that, and that's all I've seen. Heard from Sherry.
All right.
If you receive your money, when you receive your money, it'll go into County General, and you're going to need to do an additional to get it into the vehicle line item.
Okay.
And you can do that anytime you want once you get the check.
All right.
So that it can be ready when your truck's ready.
All right.
Sheriff, I want to thank you for attending the Juvenile Detention Alternative Initiative this past week at Indianapolis with myself and Judge Shern and Lisa Labuda and Lisa Trailer Wolf and Crystal Coker. I think that was a wonderful program, and a program that is it's going to be a benefit to Pulaski County.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
And court systems.
There's some good things come out of that, I hope so.
And I'm sure the papers and I get more information from Judge Shern on the JDAI program. I talked to him today. He's going to be writing up an article about it. But good job.
You get the water control system all hooked up now?
We're waiting on two parts. We've got them in, and I think Jeff on vacation maybe, or
last night.
I'm assuming he'll start on it next week. And okay. We've got two little things to do, and one block will be done. They got in there this week and painted it, so I think all the rest of them will go pretty good. So. But you guys call and look, so yeah, that's going to be a good deal for the county.
Yes.
Good job.
Great.
All right.
That's all we have. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. We appointed 88 committee last time, and we probably should make some amendments. We named names, appointed names, and we should do it by
office
and position, yes. So I would entertain a motion that we amend this, and I've got some names here and
so
list. I'll read it. Sheila, thank you for going over this.
No problem.
I would like to amend 88 committee. And this is until they resign, yearly nomination, but it's until they resign. I will go with county maintenance director, the town manager of Winnemat, clerk of Winnemat, clerk of Madarieville, clerk of Francisville, the EMA director, county highway superintendent, and the county building inspector. And these people have so graciously volunteered, and that would be Emily Heiser, Teresa Calloway, and David Broad as individuals.
I'll make that motion to approve those changes.
Second.
Motion and second to change the 88 committee to these people and positions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Okay, Sheila, what else we have on that?
I got a letter from Kevin. He's looked this over and he said that you can sign it. It's the FSSA Medicaid policy plan for the Sheriff's Department.
Okay. Look.
You had the draft.
Yes.
It was marked draft on it, and that's the original, or one of them.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to go ahead and sign the application for the contract for the FSSA Medicaid policy and plan. Is it three signatures there, Sheila, or just one?
Does it show three?
Yeah, it says two lines. No, 1-9.
Okay. Have a motion and a second, bud, to sign the FSSA agreement for Medicaid for Sheriff's Office. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
for. Rick, here, you made the appointment at the last meeting, but you didn't sign that application, and I got it in the mail, I think, after the motion had been, or after it had been brought forth. Okay. And all three of you need to sign it on those two lines.
This to signify that we appointed Mary Penske on the library board for moderate Tippecanoe New Library. So I will
make a motion there. Go ahead and sign the
paperwork. Okay, motion second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Sheriff, on this application we just signed for the FSSA, are you working with Brenda Ankenbrook down at the state on that application? Is that a name that sounds familiar?
It doesn't sound familiar to me, Larry. We work with the hospital.
Okay.
The hospital set this all up.
There you go. She said all
okay, Ben and Terry, or Ben and Larry both have to sign it because all of your names are on there.
Go ahead and sign below.
The internal control timeline, policy, and procedure, it was brought up at the last meeting. I need to keep bringing it up until there's a policy or something done.
Okay. And I believe there's a deadline of June of this year in regards to internal control timeline policy.
Yeah.
Failure of our department heads not taking this training course. It's a 2017 budget they can withhold until all of our department heads have reviewed this video training program.
Okay.
Taxes owed on the Long Branch.
Mm-hmm.
You want to table it again?
Yes, I haven't heard any update.
I haven't either.
Okay.
And we've got the bond taken care of.
Yes. Conferences. Sherry Gaylord to attend the FDIC in Indianapolis. Holly Schultz to attend March 4th and 5th at the Indiana Judicial Center. The officers' annual conference probation. Larry Brady to attend the JDAI conference. I think you already went.
Okay. Entertain a motion to approve these requested.
So moved.
Conference.
Okay.
But do we have a second? Okay, I'm sorry. Motion and second to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Okay. We have an agreement that was sent to you earlier regarding Kathy Fritz's consulting. And I think it only needs one signature, but I emailed all that to you.
Approve the agreement and sign an agreement with Kathy Fritz Consultant.
Motion a second to go ahead and sign the contract with Kathy Fritz Consulting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Did you make the motion, Larry?
I did.
Okay.
Get that one line and you can do it after we do the permit. I've got an application for permit on buried telephone facilities. There's two different places to sign for CenturyLink. It's on Walnut Street from Railroad Street at East County Road 750. It's for the fiber optic cable.
Move to approve permit request from CenturyLink, it's like you said.
Mm-hmm. Motion a second to approve and sign the buried cable permit
for CenturyLink. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. There's that one. Anything else from your...
Just bring up the public comment.
Okay.
And introductions.
Well, in the past, I guess, if we happen to ask for public comment, Sheila has a hard time, and the reporter has a hard time trying to figure out who's saying what. This is recorded, but we have to know who. So if you do get permission or ask for public comment, please come up, introduce yourself, and then we can be a lot easier to keep track in minutes. So with that said, I would ask for public comment. We're not going to discuss things, but public comment, I'm asking for it right now. Yeah.
Jerry.
Come on up.
I'm Jerry Dodd, candidate for District 1 Commissioner. And here 2 weeks ago, last commission meeting, the gentleman was asked to take his hat.
Okay.
Okay, no problem on my part. I just come from a training seminar, cancer training seminar. That question was asked. According to Mr. Murphy, it is legal to wear a hat or campaign shirts as long as voting is not taking place, and also not to do it on a Sunday. So we're hearing one thing from you people. We're hearing something else from Mr. Murphy. Where do we stand? And I'm not trying to get a hornet's nest. I just want to know where everybody stands on the issue.
County policy says no campaign materials on county property. Simple.
I'd like to see that somebody got it.
You can go online, and you can go online, Jerry, and get it.
I think you got it right there.
While she's looking, any other questions?
I assume this is in the county handbook.
It's in our policy book, yes. Section 79, 5.15, political activity. County employee shall not participate financially or otherwise in any political campaign or party activity during his or working hours. Policy includes any threats or coercion by elected officials, department heads, or political party officials. County-owned equipment shall not be used to generate, copy, or reproduce campaign materials. County vehicles shall not be used to distribute campaign materials. County telephones or facsimile machines shall not be used for campaign purposes. And
I believe I missed something there that didn't answer my question.
I'm not going to get in discussion, Jerry, with
no,
it.
No, I'm not.
No, I said this is public comment, not discussion time. So,
may I read that personally?
You can. It is on the website.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
got something, Sheila, or can we...
Hmm?
Got something?
Well, it's got a social media policy on there. I don't see anything else.
I think there's... That's an old one. I think we've updated it, because I'm sure there's something about on county property.
Well, I know that that's what they used to make us do. We weren't allowed to. I do know that.
Any other questions, I guess?
Entertain a motion, John.
Second.
Pardon?
Did you guys have payroll?
We did that very first, and we're going to sign.
I thought you got minutes. I didn't hear payroll.
Minutes, payroll, and claims.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I need to clarify it, I will.
I just didn't hear payroll and claims.
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that said, I'll during the meeting. We got things to sign.
Your father is probably
Let's leave something to you for a second.